Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Thank you so much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of the recently concluded press days of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. My name is Bob Long. This is Auto World, and without question, Ford has made a huge splash here at the show with the unveiling of three performance cars, and joining us right now to tell us all about this incredible introduction that was just held just a short while ago is Ford's Vice President of Design, Maury Callum. Maury, great to see you.
Great to be here. Thanks.
Happy and healthy 2015.
And same to you.
Well, let's talk about the Ford GT. Yep. I can't believe it, but you guys have resurrected it once again.
Yes, we've resurrected it, but I think we've done something different this time as well. I think we obviously, for our 100th anniversary, brought back the Ford GT, and really that was really, I would call, a heritage car in terms of the looks and the feel of the car. What we want to do with this Ford GT is really bring it into the 21st century. There are elements of the car that people will recognize the original GT40, mm-hmm. and it pays homage to it in certain areas in terms of the profile and some of the graphics. But if you look at the car, it can be nothing else but a 21st century car, and really a car for the future.
It is an absolutely gorgeous design. I mean, everything from all angles, this vehicle is just visually stunning. I love the exhaust treatment.
Yeah.
For our listeners joining us around North America and around the world, give us a little verbal walk around the vehicle.
Well, I think, as I say, as you walk up the car, you'll recognize elements of the original GT40. The fender relationship, the front fender to the rear fender, there's that lovely tight rear fender and quite a long nose in the car. The profile of the car is quite conventional supercar-like. And the front graphics, where you get the squared-off headlamps and the nostrils, again, signatures of the GT40. But that's really where it starts. And then the round lights, obviously another element of the GT40. Round tail lamps. But that's really where it starts. When you get close to the car, you really realize that this is a car that could only be made now. You know, it's carbon fiber technology. The real dramatic view of the car is the plan view of the car, where we have what we call a fuselage feeling of the car, which starts into the car, and then pontoon elements for the fenders, which are actually joined by flying buttresses at the rear, which really give the car a very dramatic look.
Very dramatic. The rear view on the car is absolutely stunning, and certainly when you look at the overall nuances of the vehicle too, there's a lot of texture in the design.
Yeah, and this has really been a real joining of great engineering, great aerodynamics, and great design, and we've done this in record time as well. We've done this, and I said this is the fastest car we've ever designed, and it probably is the fastest car, but it's also the fastest car in terms of the way we designed it as well, because we really only started this about a little over 12 months ago, so it's really gone from sketch to reality in a year.
Oh, that is absolutely a great story. And, you know, glimpsing in, it looks like the interior is quite a nice place to spend time. And the treatment of the doors seem quite different than the Ford GT of 2004.
The door opening is different, the way the doors are hinged. It doesn't have the cutout in the roof, which caused some problems in the last GT. So it's quite a dramatic look when you open the doors as well. And the fact that actually the sill opens with the door itself means that the ingress and egress of the car is really good. So the crash structure is actually in the door pods itself. So really when you open the door, you're lifting up part of the side of the car and the floor, the underfloor of the car as well. So it really helps the ingress
of
the car.
Much better.
Much easier to get into the car as well, yeah.
That's great. Is this going to be a very limited production car? Have you guys announced any specifics?
I don't think we're mentioning numbers yet, but it will be more limited than the prior GT. But it will be... We will make it and we'll be for sale. And the numbers we're not going to say yet.
Wonderful. Let's talk about the latest in the Mustang lineup. The Mustang, of course, is all new for 2015 and has rolled out to absolutely great sales success. Let's talk about, number one, we'll touch on the vehicle that was unveiled in Los Angeles, since I didn't make it out to L.A. this year. The return of the GT350 with the most powerful natural naturally aspirated V8 ever in a Mustang.
Yeah, in any production car, we believe. So, and actually, what we showed today is what we call the GT350R, which is the race pack. So it really is the track version of the car. So we've thrown everything out that people don't need when they're going to race, and there's no rear seat, there's no air conditioning, there's no stereo systems. And it's the first car with production car with carbon fiber wheels as well. So we've done everything to take a lot of weight out of the car. I think we've taken something like 130 pounds out of the car.
That's really significant. These must be great fun projects for you guys to work on.
I think as a car designer, we've all grown up loving cars, and we love sports cars as well. Let's face it. But this is a great thing about, you know, a lot of our talk of these days is how we're going to evolve innovation into our cars, and what that innovation is doing cars like this, because it really is, it's techniques and it's materials that will eventually help us get into production cars. Things like carbon fiber, for example, we're working with Dow Chemicals to look at carbon fiber and more mass production. So these are really the test beds for us to really test some technologies. And another thing, an important thing, is aerodynamics, which is really very important in both the GT350R and the GT.
And the third equation here is the Raptor, and I haven't had a chance to see this one yet, but just a little backstory on the Raptor. I mean, Ford has had originally, of course, it was called the SVT, Special Vehicle Team, and the SVO division, I should say, in the 80s, and then the SVT Mustangs and other vehicles. And when you look at the sales figures of all the different specialty performance vehicles that Ford has done over the past few decades, the Raptor is the one that has sold the most of all these vehicles, which really surprises a lot of folks.
And we've actually now combined, you talk about SVT and SVO, we've actually now combined all our performance cars into what we can now call the Ford Performance Division. So we've actually now got one umbrella for all our cars globally. So, but the Raptor has been a fantastic success for us. The car's done very well, and you know, with the new aluminum F-150, we've given the task to the guys to really design a Raptor that really suits that vehicle, and it's got all the traditional Raptor elements, but just amped up a little more, and I think it's a great looking vehicle.
What are some of your favorite design elements of the new Raptor?
Well, I think the new Raptor's got a little bit more differentiation from the prior Raptor. It's got a new tailgate on it, it's got a new rear bumper, it's got a new exhaust system as well, so it actually, the differentiation from the production car is even more accentuated, and the new body style of the F-150 actually suits the toughness of the Raptor a lot, and it really, really, really looks the part.
From a designer's perspective, is there a difference in working with, you're working with different elements here, you're working with steel, with the Mustang, you're working with aluminum with the Raptor, and you're working with carbon fiber with the GT. What's the difference from a designer's perspective in tackling all three of these projects?
They all have their slight different nuances about what you can do with them in terms of a material, and things like aluminum, there used to be more limitations, but as we get more used to building cars in aluminum, we're getting to the point where we can virtually replicate what we can do in steel in some areas. Sometimes, you know, the tightness of corners and things like that are a little bit more difficult to get aluminum, but we're getting a lot better. And carbon fiber is actually a really flexible material, which is actually, you need a lot more in carbon fiber than you need a lot of other materials. So it's actually it offers a lot to the designer.
Well, you are definitely stealing the show.
I hope so.
Heard a number of journalists say when the Ford GT rolled out, and I did not get to the unveiling, but I was over there, and there's a lot of people milling around taking pictures, and most of my journalist colleagues are in agreement that this is the show car. This is the one that really blows everybody away. An absolutely stunning debut, a world debut of the Ford GT here in Detroit. I love that rear view of the Ford GT. What's your favorite element of the Ford GT?
I think the overall car for me, you know, it's still a dream to do a car like this in your career. So just the car itself, I think just the blend of that pure Ford GT and modernity, I think, is great. But obviously, the what you're talking about, that rear view where you get that plan view, the pontoons and the fuselage of the vehicle, it's such an original,
exotic element.
It's very exciting. And it's great to see. It was great to see that we couldn't get people off the stand. We wanted to move the car from the arena to the stand. We couldn't actually get people off it. So that's usually a good sign.
That is definitely a good sign. Now all I have to do, Maury, is either get the big radio job or television job or win the lottery, because I want to be the first to get in line for for that Ford GT.
Yeah, I think there's a few people with the name Ford is in that list as well, so, and a few other people in Ford Dakota Company, so you know, you might have to battle a few people.
Excellent. Maury Callum is Ford's Vice President of Design and a great friend of the program. Maury, thank you so much for your time.
It's great to be here. Thanks very much.
We'll take a time out.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace?
That's welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me for an extended broadcast here of Auto World as we bring you extensive coverage of the recently concluded press days of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by all kinds of great guests, and we have a great guest joining us right now, sliding up to the microphone to tell us all about Rolls-Royce for 2015. It's my pleasure to welcome Jerry Spahn. Jerry, how you doing?
Well, Bob, I'm doing great. Excited to be here in Detroit today.
Certainly the energy here at the show is very good for 2015, and the health of the industry also seems to be doing quite well, Jerry.
Yes, you know, it's exciting to see that everyone's getting their confidence back, the feet underneath them. You know, at Rolls-Royce, we just finished our fifth consecutive record year for global sales, fifth consecutive record year for North American sales. And I'd say that, you know, like most of the automakers, we are definitely confident in what's happening in the global auto market and what's happening in the North American auto market. We're seeing results. We're seeing people are getting more comfortable shopping, owning, buying automobiles.
That is so true, and you guys have had some record years of late, and 2014, as you pointed out, was indeed a record year. For those of our listeners who may not be familiar with the current Rolls-Royce portfolio of vehicles, let's talk about the individual models. We've got the Phantom, of course.
Yes, and actually I'd like to just point out, when we talk about a record year at Rolls-Royce Motor Cars, it's on a bit of a different scale.
Yes.
Yet it's extremely important. Last year we sold 4,063 cars worldwide.
Right.
Now about 30% of those were in North America. If you look at the cars we sell, we actually have a fairly wide range of products. The Phantom is the core. It's the heart and soul mm-hmm. of Rolls-Royce Motor Cars. It was the first motor car launched under the brand new Rolls-Royce banner. Was launched in 2003. The Phantom is a car to be driven in. It's an occasion car. The Phantom has been a steady, solid performer for Rolls-Royce. It's been a steady, solid part of a portfolio for our owners. And, you know, we've seen throughout from 2003 to 2013, we've seen that it's been a fairly stable segment for us. And, of course, the Phantom is on its second series mm-hmm. since the relaunch. But it continues to be extremely popular, particularly for those people that want the car to be driven in.
Mm-hmm.
Powered by our world-class V12 engine, the Phantom is the epitome in interior luxury, and it's also the most bespoke car in the Rolls-Royce lineup. Every single Phantom that we build, every single Phantom that comes out of our Goodwood factory is bespoke, and that means it is individualized for the owner.
Wow, that is fantastic. A great insight into the Phantom. The one thing that really amazed me with the Phantom during my 10-plus years at Motor Trend, had the opportunity to briefly drive one out there in Beverly Hills, was the fact that here's a vehicle that weighs in excess of 5,000 pounds, yet scoots from 0 to 60 in very, very fast time.
Well, I don't know if I'd say scoots, but yeah, that's the first time I've heard it described as that. And that's, you know, you hit on something very key to the Rolls-Royce experience, and that's what we call the magic carpet ride.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Rolls-Royce is not about going somewhere as fast as you can. It's not about racing. It's about the whole spirit of effortless performance. And there is performance. I mean, as I mentioned before, the V12 engine is world-class, extremely powerful, but it's at the same time extremely refined. So, you know, quite often I hear from people, they say, they're amazed that I got here that quickly. I got from 0 to 60
yes.
that quickly. Because while you feel the power, you don't feel any uncomfortableness. You know, it's not a discomfort to go from 0 to 60. It's all done in a very waftable way. And that's, as I said, we call it the magic carpet ride.
Very well put. Tell us about the rest of the Rolls lineup for 2015.
Well, building on the core of the Phantom, the next car that we launched since 2003 and 2009, we launched the first generation of the Rolls-Royce Ghost. And in at the end of 2014, we've just introduced the Ghost Series 2.
Mm-hmm.
And the Ghost is a magnificent motor car because it allows you to experience the best of both worlds of Rolls-Royce, not only to drive an extremely powerful, extremely refined performance car, it also has all of the luxury in the rear compartment to be driven. So including the technology, including the leather, the woodwork, all of the custom work that goes into every Rolls-Royce is extremely evident on both the front compartment and rear compartment of the Rolls-Royce Ghost. So now that, with the Ghost Series 2, we're seeing the next generation go to current Ghost owners, but also it's bringing in new interest into the Rolls-Royce brand. It's a very vibrant, dynamic, very exciting, yet extremely luxurious, and when it wants to be an understated motor car. Probably the most exciting addition to the Rolls-Royce family was in 2013. We had the new Rolls-Royce Wraith. Wraith has brought in a whole new dimension for Rolls-Royce owners. It is a gentleman's touring sedan, gentleman's touring motor car, actually.
Right.
The Wraith is about that effortless performance at your fingertips. It's for the Rolls-Royce owner that wants to drive themselves. And I don't say himself. We have about 20% of our owners, and very much so with the Wraith, are women. The Wraith also, very interestingly, has brought in a whole new class of owners. It's brought in younger owners. It's brought in owners that really want a performance car, but they want that unparalleled luxury.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, they're looking to celebrate whatever their success is in life with the world's most prestigious luxury brand, and clearly the most prestigious brand in the auto world. So for each of these cars going forward in 2015, we continue to execute our bespoke program. We'll have four special inspired editions for the Wraith that you'll be able to see what our bespoke designers have been able to come up with around certain themes. So we'll be launching them throughout the year. The first one you'll see at the New York Motor Show, New York City Center for Finance, it's the Center for Fashion and Sports. So you'll see one of those areas is going to be highlighted in a Wraith. On top of that, we're in the process right now of launching into the market all around the Phantom lineup a product we call Nighthawk. Mm-hmm. Nighthawk captures with the Phantom, it's a drophead coupe. It's absolutely magnificently beautiful. It's a big, bold car, black and red. It features some of our really intricate design work. But it's around that feeling of dark, when people want a dark, somewhat, I'm not going to say understated car, because it's a very powerful car. We're in the process of launching that, and we have a number of other custom and limited edition products that we'll be launching throughout the year.
Excellent. What a great portfolio for 2015. We'll take a time out from Detroit. Don't go away. I'm Bob Long.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat, but adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids, flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite's the bomb.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite, it's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Why don't we do a little history lesson for our listeners joining us around North America as well as around the world. The Rolls-Royce Motor Company has been around for a long time, and it was actually founded by two gentlemen. Tell us a little bit about the early days of Rolls-Royce.
Yes, Henry Royce and Sir Charles Rolls founded the company more than 100 years ago. And what they wanted to do was build a motor car back then in the early 20th century that was unparalleled, that gave unparalleled performance, but also to their British customers, they wanted to give unparalleled luxury. The motto of the company was to take what you find, only use the best, and if you can't find the best, design it. And throughout the history of Rolls-Royce motor cars, they've always done that. The engineers have always been focusing on extremely discerning customers. I think most of us grew up, or even today, still view Rolls-Royce romantically as the incredible, luxurious, powerful cars of the 40s and the 50s. What interestingly happened is as the company grew older into the 70s, 80s, and 90s, in the 1970s, Rolls-Royce as a company sold off the motor car division. division to another company. And as we basically saw a decline of Rolls-Royce motor cars throughout the 90s to a point in the late 90s when it was, let's just say, existing on life support.
Right.
In 1998, BMW, which is our parent owner, the sole owner of Rolls-Royce Motor Car LLC, purchased from Vickers. They purchased the rights to use Rolls-Royce motor cars. We purchased the Rolls-Royce motor car name. We purchased the rights to the Flying Lady, which is the Spirit of Ecstasy, the iconic hood ornament. I think hood ornament is too pedestrian of a phrase, but it's the iconic badge of the mark.
Right.
And then we also purchased the trademark Pantheon grill, which is the Rolls-Royce grill that you see on everything, going back to the earliest days. What's very interesting is the tact that the new owners took, and with massive amounts of investment, the engineering and the engineering backing from our parent BMW, we developed a purpose-built platform, and V12 engine was adapted to create the Rolls-Royce Phantom, which was a truly DNA top-end Rolls-Royce. Now, it was very interesting at the time, a bit controversial, because to go very much to the top end of the lineup when you're starting is not the traditional way to build it. But the intention was to establish the benchmark for Rolls-Royce and never to have to worry about, is it as good as a Rolls-Royce?
Right.
Because the Phantom launched in 2003 was very much, you know, the Series 2 continues to be class-leading vehicle. And what we've done since then is launching the Phantom in 2003 has come in with vehicles that help fill the gaps for a car that can be driven with the Ghost in 2009, a driver's car with the Wraith in 2013. And actually, you'll be seeing in 2015, you'll be able to catch a glimpse of the next product that we'll be launching, and that's a convertible. We have another drop head. We'll have a drop head that's more of the size below the Phantom, similar in size to the Wraith and Ghost. And that's something that our customers have been asking for.
That's
so there's
great.
More products to come. We have a great relationship with our parent company. They can Rolls-Royce Motor Cars LLC is an extremely healthy company. We're an extremely profitable company. We're able to fund the investments that are needed for the next generation of motor cars.
Jerry, tell us a little bit about the type of individual that purchases a Rolls-Royce. I would imagine that individual is somebody who, of course, has to be financially successful, probably entrepreneurs. I'm just guessing here. You're the expert. Tell us about those buyers.
Well, I prefer to view them as owners,
yes.
And they commission the Rolls-Royce.
Of course.
And very, very much to that case, most of the owners that I've had the pleasure to meet view the acquisition of a new Rolls-Royce as a commissioning of a work of art.
Sure.
And you are absolutely right. The one thing they all have in common is they're extremely successful. They're extremely wealthy individuals. And they have decided to celebrate their success in life and do that with the ultimate luxury brand and the ultimate luxury motor car. So when you look at a Rolls-Royce owner, the first thing, yes, they are all extremely successful and extremely wealthy. Second thing that they would have in common, and probably the last thing they would have in common, is they are extremely demanding. As you know, no one in this world needs a Rolls-Royce motor car. It's not a necessary, not a necessity of life. It's something that you want, and it's something that you want specifically. So each of our owners, when they order or commission their motor car, are very particular about what they want on that. And that's what sets Rolls-Royce apart from any other motor car companies. We are in an enviable position, I would say, that we're able to meet their demands because of the realm in which we operate, because of the segment, if you want to call it that. We've built the business case where we can meet the demands of each of our prospective owners.
That's great. When an individual decides to become an owner of a brand new Rolls-Royce product and commissions a build, and since it's a bespoke vehicle, how long does that build process usually take, Jerry?
It can take anywhere between 3 months and a year. Mm-hmm. Typically, if you go in and you want to bespoke around colors, textures, leather, and we don't have to create something new for the production series, typically you can take delivery of your new motor car within 3 months. If you want things that are very specific, you want us to develop something for you, and this is very common, it's not uncommon to have some of our owners wait 12 months.
Sure.
We have owners that will commission a new Rolls-Royce every August at Concours d'Elegance in Pebble Beach as they take possession of the car they commissioned last year.
Yes.
So.
And let's talk a little bit about repeat owners. I would imagine that you've got a lot of folks who return to the brand over and over again.
Yes. It's very interesting looking at the Rolls-Royce owner's base, because 75% of every Rolls-Royce motor car ever built, so 75% of any of them, are still on the road today.
Wow.
So now, granted, we're not talking about tremendous large numbers, but we are talking about, we're talking about a purchase or an acquisition that is not something you're going to roll over every 3 years.
Yes.
Now, two things. One is, for our owners today, on average, they have 5 to 7 vehicles in their garage, but it's not uncommon for many of our owners to have 20, 25 vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
They view their garage as their wardrobe.
Sure.
And I think that's what's important. Some of them will keep specific cars they've commissioned. Some of them will collect those, and then they'll be out there acquiring new cars, commissioning something new. And then occasionally they will pass it on to a second owner. But it is an extremely collectible item. When you're a Rolls-Royce owner, you have the luxury and the ability to collect something of this scale.
Jerry, you're new in your current position with the Rolls-Royce company. How does it feel like? What's the experience like for you personally to be associated with such a wonderful brand?
Well, I'd say first off, it's an honor. Rolls-Royce is a brand, not just in the motoring industry. Rolls-Royce is a brand that is revered worldwide.
Of course.
And the reason for that reverence and the reason for the respect the brand has is the work that our craftsmen do every day and have done for 100 years in the workshops in the UK. So for me, it's an honor to go and meet the woodworkers, the leather workers, the finishers that are on the line, and to see the care and the passion that they put into their work. I really am impressed to be able to be associated with them. On a day-to-day basis, it's, you know, of course, we all work very hard. We're a small company. It's invigorating. While we're a 100-year-old brand, we try to be very responsive to our owners, to our dealer network, and it's exciting for me. I've worked in different parts of luxury industry and auto industry, and it's exciting to me for me to see that Rolls-Royce Motor Cars is very tightly aligned with our owners, very tightly aligned with our dealers. It's very much a family. So it's been a wonderful experience, and I'm looking forward to a long time with the company.
Well, we certainly wish that for you, and we certainly thank you so much for your time here today and look forward to having another conversation about all things Rolls-Royce with you down the road.
Our pleasure, Bob. Thanks for having us.
We'll take a time out from Detroit. Don't go away.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Please grab a pen and paper or type this into your phone. InvestYourself.com. For the best free financial newsletter on the planet, go to InvestYourself.com and sign up today. Hi, my name is Bob Renier, and for over 20 years I've been publishing InvestYourself.com, and I guarantee this is the only newsletter that provides the truth, it's easy to read, and it's free. Consider this. The Feds have just ended the QE program in this country, but Japan and Europe continue to print money, and all of this affects our stock market in ways you've never seen before. I invite you to sign up at investyourself.com. Our absolutely free newsletter will help guide you through what's really affecting our markets instead of the nonsense you hear from the mainstream media. For over 20 years, people have called it the best free newsletter on the planet, and I think you'll agree. Take a moment and go over to investyourself.com and sign up today. It's absolutely free, no credit card required, no ID required. Simply pop your email address in the box. That's investyourself.com, investyourself.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Sliding up to the microphone right now to join us and tell us all about the latest within the Chrysler brand. It's my pleasure to welcome Al Gardner, the president and CEO of the Chrysler brand. Al, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
Doing great, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, Al. Well, let's talk first about the momentum of the Chrysler 200. It was this past summer that I had the opportunity to drive one for a week, and I wrote a print story for EpicTimes.com. People can still go to Epic Times and read my review of it, and I gave it glowing remarks, glowing review, because I was absolutely blown away. The vehicle is outstanding, and it can be configured in so many different fashions. You can get it in front wheel drive, you can get it in all wheel drive. It's got a wonderful interior, and I understand the momentum is really growing on this vehicle.
Yeah, for your audience, this is a car that we launched in June, and in a brand new, all new plant in Sterling Heights, Michigan, right outside our headquarters. So a $1 billion investment in the plant itself, putting a whole bunch of people in Michigan back to work, which is exciting. And then the car is absolutely exceptional. Now, I know I'm biased, and I appreciate the kind words, but this is a car that was always supposed to go in and compete with the best of the best, the Ford Fusion and the Malibu, the Camry, the Accord, the Altima, and it is doing just that. The last couple of months of the year, we came off tremendous sales. We outsold the Chevy Malibu in the fourth quarter, so we're pretty excited about that.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's really a big deal. From our standpoint, we look at Chevy as the guys who've been there forever.
Sure.
And so go in and beat them pretty consistently in the fourth quarter. And then, of course, we beat the Kia Optima and the VW Passat. So from a volume standpoint, we're really starting to crank it up. We're excited about that. It's a beautiful little car. It's a nice size four-door sedan.
mid-sized car, big room on the inside, 9-speed automatic transmission with a 4-cylinder, gets 36 miles per gallon. And just if it wasn't just competitive, that would be great. The reality is it's a beautiful-looking car, and the interior is just, as you probably found out when you drove it, it's just a wow effect. You get in that and you go, wow, this is starting at $22,000. That's a remarkable car for the price.
I know, just exquisite interior execution on the Chrysler 200. And you're right, on the styling side of the fence, this car is very, from a lot of different angles, it's very, very well done, to say the least. And, of course, it's got the kind of new signature Chrysler DNA grill there. And I like the look of the vehicle, and I think lots of people need to check it out if they haven't already checked it out.
I got to get you on my marketing team pretty quick, Bob. And I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Well, let's talk about another big story, and that's the Chrysler 300, always a favorite vehicle. Tell us a little bit about this new 300 for 2015.
Well, so interesting, this is the 60th anniversary of the 300 Letter Series. So back in 1955 was the original one, and that was a car that 300 horsepower in 1955 was a real performance.
Sure.
But an everyday person's car, they're just a tremendous product. Now, we looked at the 55 and said, you know, the 2014 car was a really good car. Consumer Reports recommended. It was a Consumer Digest Best Buy. Get the best fuel economy of any car in the large car segment, the 31 miles per gallon. But it didn't have the proportions and power, that epic look of both the 55 and then, if you think about it, the baby Bentley from 2004, which is my lead designer Ralph Gilles' original car, which was the coolest thing you've ever seen.
Yeah.
So what we did was we ripped the front end off it and ripped the back end off and ripped the interior out of the current 2014, as good as that car is and as beautiful as it drove. And we decided we would take it back to that 2004. Big front end, so the grill's about a third larger than the current one. Has that spectacular ride, but it just also has that power and presence, that bold, let's call it that bold nature.
Mm-hmm.
But it is epic proportions on a rear-wheel drive car. And then we just banged up the performance. Got a big V8 Hemi in it with an 8-speed automatic transmission. Gets tremendous gas mileage, but 363 horsepower, and you can get the 31 miles per gallon in that car. It's a fun car to drive, but boy, you're going to see this thing coming down the road.
That's so well said. And of course, you know, driving in the snow here in Michigan, coming over to Cobo, the 300 is also available in all-wheel drive configuration.
Absolutely right. And that's the beauty of driving a large car. I mean, the large car gives you space, but it also gives you performance. And whether you need, as you said, the all-wheel drive for the snow, that's great. For my friends in the south, we have this tremendous all-wheel drive system that gives you this great capability in driving performance on the road. So a V8 with an 8-speed with an all-wheel drive, boy, that thing is an absolute hot rocket. And under 0 to 60 in under 6 seconds is pretty fast for a big car like that.
It sure is. Let's talk about that 8-speed automatic transmission. I love the way it's able to skip gears. You know, you'll be in third gear, and the next thing you know, it will jump up to 7.
Yeah, it is quite the technology. And, of course, this is the same transmission we put into our top-end Grand Cherokees, into our full-size pickups.
Mm-hmm.
And we obviously calibrate this for a large car sedan. And it is all about performance and handling, but it's also got that refined smoothness that gives you not only the fuel economy, but a wonderful driving experience. And you make that up to the interior, where it's just absolutely stunning, exquisite, just the material usage and the fact that the seats are put together so beautifully. It's really a wonderful thing. And then you price it actually at the same price as we had the old one at, $31,395. So you really get the best of both worlds. Rear-wheel drive performance, tremendous look, and just a wonderful, wonderful cabin. Very comfortable.
I love the large touchscreen, the Uconnect system, and all the great infotainment, which is part of the Chrysler 300. Nobody does it better, in my opinion.
Well, I appreciate you saying so. We maintain, and thankfully a couple of other guys give us awards for it, but our Uconnect system, the command center, is just a very intuitive, easy-to-use system, which will do anything you want. Wi-Fi hotspots, satellite radio, navigation in 3D, anything you can think of, we can do it. So, but it's a very simple system, and I know some of our competition
competition doesn't do the same.
Mm-hmm.
We think that is a major selling point of all the cars, and that goes in the 200, the 300, and we'll go in the new town and country. So it's a big deal.
You know, the simplicity, you know, that's a really good point to bring out, because in recent weeks I've had a number of press cars of which, you know, they're beautiful cars, but they have the mouse-type control, and you have to fiddle with that. And to me, it's so much easier just to touch that big 8.9-inch screen and be able to toggle through different pages. It's a whole lot better than fiddling with a mouse.
Well, we maintain if it doesn't work like your iPad, then there's something wrong. We didn't do it right. So. But it is. You know, we would like to have your eyes on the road, frankly,
yes,
and looking forward, not looking down. And I think it's a significant safety issue that the industry, frankly, has to deal with as we move further forward. If we have drivers who are looking to do something other than drive,
yes,
then we're not doing it right. And so it's a big push from us out of the house.
Let's talk about special edition 300s. You guys do them so well. Are we going to see them down the road, or are any available right now?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's a big piece of what we do. And the current 300, as we launch the 15, we're already building and will be available in March, an S model V8 with the side lowering appearance package with a fin on the back of it, with lower front end, all sorts of stuff. Moving further forward, we've got a selection of different things, both on 200 and 300, that Mopar is working on. So side sills, appearance packages, special wheels, special colors. There's a beautiful 200 sitting in the show that has a brown leather interior with a white exterior with gold wheels. It's really stunning. And for the price point, it's hard to beat it, under $30,000. So there are lots and lots of toys coming. We like doing that. Whether it's a Wrangler, whether it's a Grand Cherokee or a truck, we do the same thing with 300 and 200.
Excellent. And of course, when it comes to minivans, the Town and Country is an icon. And I understand a little bit down the road, of course, we'll see a new version of that. But for 2015, this is a great people mover. And I love having a four-year-old. It's so great to have that dual DVD Blu-ray players, I mean, embedded right into the back seats. Other manufacturers sometimes put it in the center of the car, and that creates a lot of problem with rear view vision for the driver. But the fact that you guys integrate it right into the seats does it so well.
Well, it makes it very easy, and that's what we're looking for. It is the ultimate people mover. And whether you love a minivan or you hate a minivan, the nice part is our business is actually increasing. We all talk about SUVs growing and CUVs and therefore the minivan business going away. Our business last year was up 13.5%. So we're looking at the minivan business as a strong part of the business going forward, and we know our customers need sliding doors, not big-time folding doors with an SUV. They love the space. As you said, they love the use of the DVD. It's all supposed to be easy, and frankly, as most of us have had kids at one point or another.
Yeah.
My kids are growing up, thankfully, but they still like driving in it because it's the best riding machine we actually sell. So it's very easy, very simple stuff, but it's fun, and the business is good, so we're enjoying it.
Excellent. As far as the new 300 for 2015, is that available in Chrysler dealerships right now?
It is. We are shipping the car. We shipped the first 1,500 of them in December, so they're actually arriving. We don't launch the car until the end of the month, or end of the quarter at least, or beginning of the second quarter. But the car is arriving at dealerships right now, and the old 14 is still there.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got about 5,000 or 6,000 of those to sell down, and we sell about 4,000 a month. So for the next, call it 30, 45 days, it's going to be a hell of a deal. And then we get into the launch of the new one, which is just going to be fun. So we're really looking forward to that.
Excellent. It's always a pleasure to share the microphone with you, Al. Thank you so much for your time here in Detroit.
My pleasure, Bob. Thanks for the time.
There he is, Al Gardner, President and CEO of the Chrysler brand. I'm Bob Long. This is Auto.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.